Tess Zion Tambers, Monday the 14th of July, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, Self-Defense, the Din of Rodef.
Good morning, Rabbi Zai. Just before we proceed, I just wanted to share something which I read, and it gave me tremendous chizuk, personally. It was an article by Moshe Grilak a couple of weeks ago. It was called, the name of the article was Bilam Comes to Geneva. And I got tremendous chizuk from it, because I always got frustrated. Why do we find so little sympathy amongst the nation of the world? Why is it? Things are so lopsided, and it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. It seems to be we live in a machos shel chesed. We live amongst nations of the world who have a sense of morality, have a sense of justice, and yet when it comes to things going on in Eretz Yisrael, just things are so distorted. And if it would be by people who we'd find irrational in every facet of their lives, then we can understand. But here, it's your next door neighbor that you can identify with. You can speak to him. You see eye to eye on many things, and yet suddenly when it comes to this parasha, things are so distorted. And he just quoted the pasuk. If we think about it, how many times, and it's so not, people are so uncomfortable to say it, but it's so important to say it, that we are the chosen nations. Yeah? And it's so many times we say it. Asher bochar bonu mikol amim, v'nasan lanu es tayrosoi, v'vdilonu min atoyim, v'nasan lanu tayrosoi. It's the whole time. If you just look through tefillah, how many times a day we speak about and emphasize our unique role. That doesn't mean in any way that we look down to the other nations. It means we have a role to fulfill. Just like the Kohen doesn't look down on a Levi or Israel, he's been designated a special role. Same with Klal Yisrael, we've been designated a special role. And Bilam tells us then, Am levadad yishgoyim uvagoyim lo yischashov. We are a nation that dwells alone. It's incredible. And here you see, we literally dwell alone. It's amazing. They see it as a fair war, yeah? As a fair war when and our enemies are aiming to kill and maim and destroy our families, and we're doing it in self-defense. Any other country who would behave in the same manner would be justifiable, but not Eretz Yisrael, not the Jews. The Jews are different. Why? Why? Am levadad yishkon v'agayin lo yischashov. It's tremendous chizuk. That even we have to be courteous, and we have to have ben adam, we have to respect our non-Jewish neighbors. Nevertheless, we have to know that we're different. We have to know that we're just another league, that we have a special mission. And sometimes if we don't make that havdalah, Then the nations of the world make that havdalah. But these, especially, I find it sometimes, you know, I find myself integrated with society and seeing to one. And this is Hashem's way of saying, even though this person is so nice to you and can sit and chat with him on over a cup of coffee, but you should know the way they're looking at us. Yeah? They're not the same as us. We are unique. That when things are predicted in the Torah, when we see it in the Torah, it's much more palatable. It's much more easy to swallow, because simcha ka'taras asofik. When a person's in a quandary, when a person's in dilemma, doesn't know what the answer is, yeah, lack of clarity brings about confusion. And when one has clarity, in other words, you can see it, it's already predicted in the Torah, that brings about a clarity and a menuchas hanefesh, a tranquility and a serenity. That's just the one point. The point I wanted to make about what's going on in the present time. Along the same line. Of course, it's a vast topic. It's tzaddik v'raloi. When we see suffering, when we see enormous suffering, yeah, children being killed in front of their mothers, etc., etc., it's a tremendous question. Even Moshe Rabbeinu had that question. But you should know We should have to treat it like every other subject. It's all in the Torah. It's all in the Torah. Every suffering is mentioned in the Torah. So really, that question which really, really disturbs us, why so much suffering? Why me? Why him? Why the poor child? It's a great question. But just remember, it's a question on the Torah. Because it's all written in the Torah. When you have that mindset, okay, so I'm going to approach this subject like any other subject I've got a problem with. I'm going to try and understand what's going on. But it just, I don't know, to me, I have found that a tremendous chizuk. Whenever I'm puzzled, what's going on? Where do I see in the Torah? Okay, let's treat it like a subject like every other subject. I wanted to speak about a few minutes about Roidef and Pikuach Nefesh. Now, I didn't even realize we just did parasha of Pinchas. We just learned the parasha of Pinchas and Bullock. So it's very pertinent. And we're going through a stage now that's all about self-defense. The reason what spurred me on to this topic was really what's going on in South Africa. Yeah, does he have any legs to stand on? First of all, does his claim that he thinks that there was an intruder, would that stand in the Jewish court of law? He thought it was a bomber machteres, somebody who's coming to steal from him, and therefore he acted in self-defense. Secondly, Nanayach, there was somebody attacking. Yeah? Was he allowed to shoot randomly without giving full warning, without warning the intruder, or without doing some action? Once the intruder comes in, is a person allowed to do what he wants to eliminate the intruder? Second of all, third of all, the intruder, l'chayra, is not coming to kill. He's coming to steal, not to kill. What is the heter to kill somebody who's coming to steal? Third question, I'm not going to speak about a controversial topic, not at the start of the day anyway, but I'm certainly allowed to raise a controversial question, right? Now, please don't attribute any opinion to me. I am just raising the question. This is a serious question I have. I think you're allowed to raise controversial questions to ask people. There are certain people who I would say are not well in the head. Very not well in the head. In fact, they've even joined our enemies. Yeah, they're from ours, but they've even joined our enemies. They go to the conferences. My Shaila is, and as I said, I have no opinion. Right? What are they a din of a roidef? Now, they're definitely not well in the head. They're mishugoyim. Somebody who is doing a maaser redifa, but he's gone. He's lost it. He's not 100% normal. Yeah? He is doing... So number one, is it a maaser redifa to join the conference and join the... And is it a threat to the Jewish people? And can you kill them? Right? The question is a question. If they are a roidef, what's the name? Maybe, as we're going to see, there's a deal to eliminate Yochel Atzila Ve'echad Me'evor. So maybe Oscar will have a few, people joining him. You know, if we can. But no, seriously, that's the shaila. Somebody told me about what happened yesterday. So it's just the shaila that occurred to me today. And I don't think it's controversial to ask a question.
If you see there's a traitor, then he's okay.
No, he's a right there. So we're going to... Oh, so that's not partial. So if they are traitor, is there... Apparently, there are a few Meshugoyim, a few nutcases joined Palestinians in some sort of demonstration. Yeah. Now I don't even know if that's Pikuach. I don't even know if that's called Pikuach. But let's say, I mean, they've done even more controversial things like go to Iran and okay. As I said, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, certainly not me. But as I said, I have a right to ask the question. Yeah? Okay. Let's go back. We have two parashas of Roidef in the Torah. Anybody know? Two parashas of Raydif in the Torah. One in Deuteronomy and one in Exodus. Right? Right, Boba Mafteris is the first one, but the more complicated one, the more straightforward one is actually not even straight. It's not. It's a parasha of a woman who's being mizaneh. Yeah, it's in parashas parashas Shoftim. And it's talking about a woman who is mezane outside the town. So if she's in the town, right? If she's in the town, then you're not allowed. You're not allowed. You can kill her because she was mezane berotzin. But if she was mezane out of the town in the field, then you kill him, but not her. Why? Because tzarka v'ein oinela v'ein moshiala. She cried out for help, and there was no help in coming. In other words, she is onus, right? V'lanara lo yisas adobo. This is a parasha, Rabbi Yisai, in Perek Chav Beis, Posuk Chav Hei, right? So it's talking about Nara Morosa, a betrothed woman, betrothed not like today's betrothed, Erusin. She's had Erusin, she's Mekudeshes, but not Nisuin. So the Torah says, if it happens in the town, you have to take both of them and stone him. Im basada im tsayisha samnara morosa vechzik ba'ish v'shachavimo, and he lays with her. Umei tsayisha shachavimo levadoi. Only the man you put to death. What about the woman? Lanara, and the girl loisa asadova. Ein lanara chait marves. Why? Ki kashe yokum ish al re'eu retzochoi nefesh. Just like a man kills his friend, so is this matter. Very ambiguous, yeah? What are you coming to explain? Don't do anything to a woman. Why? Because like a man killing his friend, so is this matter. It's very, very ambiguous. So Chazal says, so the simple meaning, it means just like a person who is killed, yeah? It can't do anything about it, otherwise obviously he would have protected himself and stopped himself being killed. So just like the person being killed is onus, yeah, is forced, he can't get out of the situation. So is this matter? In other words, she was forced. You can't punish her because she was forced. But normally, Rabbi Yisai, what's the point of a parable, of a moshel? To make it easier to understand. Why is it making it easier to understand with this moshel of a person who's being killed than this very story itself? Right? So the answer, Chazal say, Ba kosuv lelameid v'nimtza lomeid. Yeah, it's the opposite of what you think. You think we're going to a person who is killed, the parasha of a murder, and we're using that to clarify a parasha of znus. It's exactly the opposite. The parasha from the parasha of znus, we learn to the parasha of retzicha. And what is that? Chazal darshan tzaka ve'ein moishiala. Interesting terminology. Tzaka, she cried ve'ein moishiala, and it was no savior. Any interesting way of phrasing it? Yeah. So Chazal darshan ve'ein moishiala bechol shata moishia. You can be matzil her. You can save the woman in any way, including Alan, including killing the boy, including killing the man to save the woman. And that is the halacha that anybody who's roidef after an erva, what's an erva, Rabbi Yisai, an eish yisish, or one of the arayas, right? One of the arayas who's chayv with the chi of kores, yeah. That means one of the close relatives, a sister, a mother, a daughter, a ishovita, a wife's sister. All those arayas, and it must be also keneged bleoinsa, right? As the Mishnah says in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, if a person's roidef after a woman who is an erva to him, and he is doing it forcefully, in other words, she is not acquiescing, yeah? Then a person may, and not only may, he must kill the roitzer, the baal, if he cannot do so in any other way. If the only way to stop the avera is via killing the baal, he is mechuyev to do so. Now, the Rambam says a very interesting thing, in Perek Aleph roitzer, he says, if you don't do that, if you don't kill the boil, then you're over on three. You're over on two lavin and one assay. The two lavin is loisam al dam recha, and then and you're over on the parsha of the pasuk said loisochis enecha and vekatzois eskapo. We'll get back to that in just a second when we go back to the Ritzach. So the parsha, the Torah tells us that you can save the woman in any way, yeah? And not only can you, yeah, including murder, but you can save her from the Avera, even via killing the Bohem. So from now, from the parasha of Gilaraites, we learn to Roitzeach. That means if a person is running after his friend to kill him, you are Mechoyev to save that person in any way possible, yeah, including killing the Roidev. Right? And this is the parasha of Roidev. Very interesting, yeah? So it's like a roundabout way that the Torah speaks about the parasha of Roidev. And not only that, we would have thought, our minds would have told us, what's more obvious? Somebody who's Roidev after his friend to kill him, or somebody who's Roidev after an erva to do an avera with her? What's more obvious that you should kill the one who's chasing? Tzricha. And yet the Torah says it the other way. Intriguing, isn't it? The Torah says it the other way. No. The Torah first of all says it in the parasha of Gilaraias. But you can do whatever you need to save her. And also, and from there we learn to Roitzeach as well. Now, why do we need a posuk for Roitzeach, that a person who is chasing another person, you're allowed to kill him? Why do we need a posuk? Is that not obvious? Is the concept of self-defense or life preservation not obvious? Why do we need a parasha for it? Roitzeach. Now, every avera in the Torah you're allowed to do for pikuach nefesh, right? You're allowed to be over on all yisurim from v'chai b'hem in order to save somebody's life. So again, why do you need this posul?
Maybe the chiddush is that I can save somebody else
via somebody else's life. In ritzicha, you're not allowed, right? Ritzicha is one of the gimel averas which you're not allowed to transgress in order to save somebody's life. Why not? Why not, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, why are you killing this one to save this one? Why is this man's blood redder than this man's blood? Right? So therefore the Torah needs to tell you, but here it's different. Since he has decided to threaten, yeah, his friend's life, he has got the din of a roidev, and therefore you kill him. Right? Therefore you kill him if you need to. However, like Arias, just like you're not allowed to kill the boil if you can stop him doing the Avera via another way. You can shoot at his legs, or you can threaten him. You'll tell the authorities of the Chule to let you use your imagination how you can stop him. Right? Same here in Roidev. You are Mechuyev. You have to save the life of the Niradav via another way. And if you can't, you do it via killing the Roidev. Right? That is a din called if you can save the Niradav via one of the Evorim, one of the limbs of the Roidev, you are obligated to do so. Okay? That is the parasha of Roidev. One more thing before we go to Baba Machteres. Rabbi Yisrael, the Rambam says, you're over on Vekatzoisa Eskapo, Loisoches Einecha, and Loisamud Al Dam Recha. If a person doesn't kill, yeah. Now, most fascinating thing, the Rambam does not say if the person doesn't kill, and this person ended up killing this his friend. He says if a person was in that situation, he should have killed the Roidev. He has transgressed these Isurim regardless of what happened. That's fascinating to me. The Rambam, I would have thought only if he ended up killing his friend. The Rambam says, no, you at the time, you had to take out your gun and shoot this man. You didn't. You've transgressed these Isurim. Now, what does it mean, Rabbi Said, V'katzoi says, Kappa V'lai Socha Isenecha? Anybody know what's that parasha talking about? Right. Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg. It's talking about the parasha, also in parasha Kisait, it's talking about two men fighting. Two men fighting, one of their wives gets involved. Now, it's very violent. So she goes for the man's vulnerable place. Yeah? And she's going for that. The pasuk says, V'katzoisa es kapo. And you shall cut off her hand. Now, Chazar darshani in Baba Kama, and the Talmud Bavli darshani, it's talking about boishes. Yeah, you have to punish her because she was mavayish. She embarrassed this man in public not boishes. The Sifri learns that there's a dual meaning to this parasha. We're talking about she is going for his vulnerable place, and she is putting his life in danger. She is putting his life in danger, and the Torah says the katzos es kapo. Literally, to stop her doing that, you cut off her hand. Yeah, because she is endangering this man. Lo yisachos einecha means even if you can't do it by cutting off her hand, then you have to, you mustn't have any mercy on her. Lo yisachos einecha, you shall not have compassion on her, and you do whatever is necessary to stop her endangering this man, and therefore you even kill her. Right. So therefore the Rambam says, right, that is what you transgress if you don't kill the roedif. Lo yisachos einecha. And that's the mitzvah saseh. Now, Rabbi says it's very good by Roidev. Where's Leisamud Adam Re'echa? Don't stand by your brother's blood when a man is being Roidev, a woman, to do an Avera with her. Or man, or by the way, a person who's running after a Zohar as well. A person who's running after a Zohar, another male, to do the Avera with him, if it's la'insoi, if the person who's being nival is an onus, there's also a din of we kill the roidev. Where's my son with Adam Re'echa there, Rabbi Yisai? Whose blood is being spilt there?
It would be Chayav Misa.
Sorry?
Why? Because the right that the perpetrator himself would be Chayav Misa.
No, but the pasuk is don't stand by your brother's blood. Who's your brother here?
The victim,
right. So he's not being killed. He's not being killed. His blood is not being spilt. He's just having an avera.
But we're
just asking, how does that fit it into the wordings of the pasuk?
This is the killing. The maestro of the deed is the killing. Like variation.
Is that even following the problem? He's not dying. So one way of saying an avera is akin to dying. And even though here he's an oines, yeah, but in a way he's having an avera done to him or to her, yeah. That's like his blood being spilt. Yeah, that's akin to his blood being spilt. That's one answer. The Radvaz says that it's possible that if he fights back, there is an element of danger here, and if he fights back or she fights him, he might endanger her, and therefore the Torah extends even to that. That's called lo yisamud adam re'echa. Okay, that's the parasha of Roidev. The parasha of Baba Machteres is a man coming to steal. He's coming to steal, and that's the parasha in Mishpotim. He's coming to steal, and the Torah says, Ein loy domim, he has no blood. In other words, if you kill him, yeah, you are not chayev misa. Ein loy domim. It's like, it's a person who's not alive anymore, right? A non-entity, right. And now, why does the Torah say this person who is coming to steal, he's coming to steal. He's not coming to kill. So why are you allowed to kill him?
No, but
he's coming to kill. He's coming to steal. Right. So you're saying in South Africa, but I don't know if the Torah was written in South Africa or for South Africans. No, anybody? Omar Rava Chazaka, yeah, so Gemara 9, based on with base, yeah. Ababa Machteres Nidoin Al Shem Soifoi, the Mishnah says. On 9, based on with Aleph. A Baba Machteres is Nidoin, is judged, has got a din, Al Shem Soifoi, because of what's going to eventually be. And Rava comes and clarifies, yeah. It means, Chazaka en Adam Oimed al Mamoinoi. A person does not stand idly by. That's a chazaka. Right or wrong, I don't know. The Gemara doesn't go into whether it's a right thing or not to do this. But a person does not stand idly by his possessions and let them be taken. Therefore, this man knows that this guy is going to try and protect himself and he's going to try and harm the intruder. Therefore, the person will say, I'll do whatever is necessary. Since he knows that the person will protect himself, therefore the person will do whatever he needs to do in order to achieve his theft, and therefore he will even kill. He will even kill in order to to save in order to be able to steal from this person who he's breaking into. This is a parasha of Baba Machteres. Now, very interesting thing. First, two interesting things. First of all, is there a chiyuv? If you see somebody climbing up into somebody's house, yeah, and let's say you know there is somebody in the house, yeah, are you obligated to shoot that person? Now, what do you say?
Sorry?
Okay, but would he come out? You know that this guy is breaking in. Let's say you know 100%. Have you got an obligation to kill him? So here the Rambam says a very interesting thing, and the Tosfos as well on Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. They ask, why do you need two parashas? Why do we need the parasha of Roideth, which we just learned? It's a kal v'chaymer from Baba Machteres. This is Baba Machteres. He's not even coming to kill. He's just willing to kill, right? And then the Torah says you're allowed to kill him. Yeah. So all the more so if you see a person who's running after his friend to kill him, all the more so there that you're allowed to kill the roidif. So ask Tosfos, why do you need two parashas? Yeah. So Tosfos and the Rambam both answer fascinating thing. Baba Machteres is a reshus. It's not a chiyuv. It's a reshus. You are allowed to kill him. This person has got a status of a dead man. That's all the Torah says. But you don't even have an obligation to kill him. Yeah? Yeah? Mashenken Aroidev, who's really going to kill, you have an absolute obligation. You translate three Averas if you don't. That's the Rambam. Reshus u lechol adam. Everybody has a right to kill the Roidev. Now, another fascinating thing which the Shvutz Yaakov and the Reb Shmuel bring out, the Rambam doesn't bring this din of Yochel Atzilai be'echad me'evarov. This din, this requirement, we said, you can only kill if you can't save him with one of his, you can't stop him doing a killing with one of his limbs. But if you can shoot his legs off, yeah, you are mechuyev to do that. Rambam doesn't bring this in the parasha of Baba Machteres. Fascinating thing. How can it be that in Roidev, when this guy is literally running with a gun, running with a knife to kill his friend, you cannot kill him straight away. You've got to go for his feet. Yeah? And yet, Baba Machteres, you can do whatever you like. Yeah? So here comes, the Achronim said, fascinating thing. You would have thought, Baba Machteres, as the Rambam says clearly, it's more lenient, right? The obligation on me to kill him is less so than Baba Machteres, right? than a Roidev. A roidev, you have two lavim and one asay, you're mechuyev to kill him. A baba machteres, says Rambam, it's just reshus. You're not even doing a mitzvah by killing him. It's just you're allowed to kill him. So, but once the Torah says that, the Torah is giving the Achronim says the Torah is punishing this. The fact that ein leidomim is the punishment for the baba machteres. His punishment is that anybody is allowed to kill him. Because of what's going to be, now, it's true that the Roidev Mamish has got a more lenient din, that you have to stop him in another way, but because of what the potential that could happen, his punishment is, he's already a dead man. As far as you're concerned, he's a dead man, therefore you can do whatever you like to him. Not only that, there's a fascinating halacha, this is also Negeah Lemaaseh, but as I say, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. There's a din that if you've got a Baba Machteres, and in the middle of his breaking in, he's inside, he's taking the jewellery, yeah, from the safe, and then the safe falls bang on him, right? And he's crushed. There is no way that he can continue his job. There's a din on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Chal Shabbos on him. Right? Why? Because he's Gavra Ketila. He's a dead man, you're not allowed to be Chal Shabbos a dead man. Fascinating idea. We don't have this din by Roidev. So all I'm trying to point out is a fascinating idea. Bob Machteres is more dead than somebody as Mamash Roidev. I just wanted to give you a bit of a taste of what's going on in the parasha of Roidev and Bob Machteres. You can see it's an enormous parasha. I just wanted to give you a bit of a feel. In the case of Bob Machteres, even, it would seem, from what we've learned, even if a person can eliminate the intruder through another means, a person is allowed to kill him even via killing him. And a person, Rabbi says, is allowed to kill the roidef bein achar, a person who's going to kill his friend, or an erva. You're allowed to kill him not only on chol, on Shabbos as well. Somebody who's roidef after an erva la'oinsa, you're allowed to kill him on Shabbos as well, even though there's a melacha involved. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you.